we hear people say like, well, don't pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a hard one. Well, how about better than pray for the strength to endure a hard one? How about we work for the strength to endure a hard one? And we maximize the natural that God gave us, and we give God an opportunity to put some super on our natural because we maxed out what God gave us.
Arise, champion. This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness. This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you. And we're going to help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion. Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up. Call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Pure Spectrum CBD. They are the official sponsor of Team USA. They're also the number one organic hemp producer in the entire world. I've seen their facilities in Evergreen, Colorado. Their CEO, founder, is actually a really good friend of mine. The guy's an amazing father. This is a family business that has restored integrity to, honestly, a pretty shady industry. High-dose CBD concentrates have single-handedly gotten me off of all anti-inflammatory meds that I used to take for my back or for injuries, and I also don't take any NSAIDs anymore like Aleve, Tylenol, Motrin. I took Aleve every single morning with my vitamins, and I did that every single day of my NFL career, and I'm so blessed. I got some testing done, but I still have 100% of my liver enzyme function. NSAIDs will destroy your stomach lining and your microbiome, especially if you take them often like I did. But when you take Pure Spectrum CBD, that helps to eliminate inflammation, which will decrease pain. It'll help you sleep better. It'll help you think better. It'll help you perform better. And you're doing all of this naturally. It's 100% THC free. It's third-party tested for purity. And it's a staple for me every single night for the last 22 months like clockwork. And if you want to save some money and also support this podcast and our mission and our movement, go to purespectrumcbd.com. Use the discount code Weatherford. And if you're looking for which milligram CBD oil to get, I recommend, because I personally take one full dropper of the Pure Spectrum Black Label 2,500 milligram right before bed. And then every once in a while, I'll take it again in the morning if I'm feeling extra sore, inflamed, or anxious. That's purespectrumcbd.com. Use code Weatherford. And I appreciate you guys for supporting the show. All right, before we get into this week's episode, I wanted to give a big shout out to the team at Whoop. Whoop is the number one fitness device in my life, more than a foam roller, more than a lacrosse ball, more than a protein shake. Literally, this is my number one fitness device. It's a fitness wearable, and it's something that you put on your wrist, and it literally does all of the rest of the work. I've spent 19 months gathering data wearing this band. I've got over 600 sleep cycles. I've got over 500 documented workouts. And when I got this almost 2 years ago, I was just guessing my way to optimizing my energy and my focus and my mood and my performance. I didn't know what was actually helping me. And now I have the information that I need, 19 months of it. And now I make data-driven decisions. And the band is so small. It's sleek. It's super lightweight. And it's dummy-proof. I'm not really good at technology, but all you have to do is wear it and charge it one time a week, and it does the rest. And for everybody listening to this right now, the team at Whoop, the CEO, Will Ahmed, is going to give you the strap 100% free if you sign up right now. There's going to be a link in my show notes. I want you to go click it. And when you get your free Whoop strap, I want you to text me the word Whoop, and I'll add you to my Whoop community so you and I can compare and compete in sleep scores, HRV, recovery, and training scores. I love the Whoop band. It changed everything for me, and now you can get the band for free. And when I signed up for this, it was $149. So click the link in the show notes and get your free Whoop strap and enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show, and this is going to be a little bit of a recap from the event that I did 2 weeks ago in Snow Basin, Utah. And to give you guys a little context, if you don't know what I did, it's an event called Everesting 29029, and essentially what it is, it's a simulation of climbing Mount Everest, and you have a time allotment to be able to do it. And so Mount Everest is obviously, it's the highest mountain in the world, and it is over 31 miles in distance to get there, and it's over 29,029 feet elevation. And so what you do in this event is you arrive on a Friday at 6 a.m., and you have 36 hours to climb the equivalent, but you do it in installments. So if you do 13 laps inside of those 36 hours, you reach the equivalent of Mount Everest. And I did this challenge, and it took me 35 hours and 27 minutes, and I slept zero. It was a battle because I think when we started, I was about 246 pounds. And I trained a little bit for the event, but not like you should train for the event. I just exercised and I came in there in good shape, but not necessarily in good shape to climb a mountain. And I do an event like that every single year. And so what I want to recap for you guys is, yes, I want to tell you about my experience climbing that mountain and actually completing the challenge. But more important than telling you kind of like the exploits of that journey, I actually want to tell you like what is the intention behind doing something like that? Because something like that requires a lot of time, a lot of preparation, it costs a lot of money. You know, an event like that's, I think, $6,000 just for one person. So there's a big investment on so many different areas. But I want to explain in this episode my intention and my why behind doing something like that. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing in your life. And it can look totally different than it does in my life, but I want you to understand my intention because I truly believe if you install this into your life and make this a part of your yearly calendar, how doing something incredibly difficult like this will empower you for the other 364 days. But I kind of actually want to share with you the scientific historical significance of why I do what I do. So the podcast episode title that I came up with was pain is for purpose. Because when you do an event like climbing a mountain, it's painful. You know, I don't care if you're really heavy or you're not heavy at all. Events like that are just really difficult to do. But I want to start this episode out by asking you, like, what is the 12-month vision that you have for your life? Not just like what's the car that you want to drive and house that you want to have and the amount of money that you make, but I truly want you to like, as I ask you this question, I would be totally cool with you hitting pause and actually asking yourself like, what do I want my life to be like 12 months from now? What's the amount of freedom that I have? What's the amount of financial security that I have? How many different revenue streams do I have? What are my male relationships like? What is my marriage relationship like? Or what the person that I'm dating, what is that relationship? Not just, oh, we're in our sixth month and we're so in love. No, but actually tell me about that relationship. Like when you get home, what type of feeling do you have because that relationship is so special? So I want you to be really, really specific in casting that vision of who you want to be and the life that you want to live. And then after you do that, I want you to cast vision for 10 years from now. What does that life look like? Where do you live? How many kids do you have? What types of confidences and competences do they have? What types of capabilities do they have? What types of family trips or traditions have you started this year that 10 years from now are starting to yield fruit? Talk to me about that. What does your body look like? What is your body capable of doing? Do you do, you know, strenuous physical activities? If you do, what are they? And how capable are you doing? Do you run a marathon 10 years from now? What's your time 10 years from now? I have visions for like my physical capabilities until I'm at least 60 years old. I want to be able to bench press 315 pounds. Right now, I hold myself to the standard of 350 pounds. So at any time during the year, I want to be able to bench press 315 pounds. I want to be able to run a 6-minute mile, and I want to be able to do 20 pull-ups. I think those are like physically like baseline alpha things that I want to be able to do. So when you're casting vision for these different things, I want you to start to think about that. Because if you and I want to have the physical capability of being able to run a 6 or a 7-minute mile, you know, when we're 70 years old, well, having a goal or a dream or a vision like that's awesome. But now we need to ask ourselves, okay, what do I need to be doing right now? And how can I be making installments? And so when I'm 60 years old, it's not just like some dream anymore. It's actually something strategically and intentionally that I've been working through because I had this goal or this vision when I was in my 30s. So what are you doing today to build the man or the leader capable of such things? Do you have a design for your development? Do you have a plan in place that provides daily doses of discomfort and discipline that are helping you create the man, woman, or leader that you want to become? And one of the examples I want to, I'm not going to go into a great deal of depth in it, but I am going to give you the 30,000 foot view of that daily doses of discomfort and discipline that I use in my own life. And actually my son has adapted that lifestyle as well. It's called Man Academy. And very quickly, it's simple. It's just 100 minutes, 5 days a week. So Monday through Friday, me and my son invest 100 minutes intentionally into developing our mind, body, and our spirit. We believe that this will civilize our mind, it will make savage our body, and it will awaken our spirit. And it looks like this. There's about 10 minutes that my son and I do a daily devotional every morning. Then we spend about 5 minutes discussing the devotional. And then we spend about 5 minutes in prayer, meaning like I'll pray for a minute or two and then my son will pray. Typically his prayers are not as long as mine, but this is our type of training and we do it every single day. So that comprises about 20 minutes of how I get down in the morning. Then we move into 20 minutes of mobility. You know, I think it's really important to be strong and to be capable and to have endurance and everything, but to be able to have athleticism, to be able to apply that power, that endurance. So we spend 20 minutes doing dynamic or static flexibility. And then we have a daily crucible. A daily crucible is essentially, it's 60 minutes of something that's really difficult to do. And it's usually a workout. It could be swimming. It could be running. It could be a basketball workout that him and I have agreed to. But we always have 60 minutes of a daily crucible. And I believe that that will help my son to understand that if I do a little bit of uncomfortable every single day, when he's 14, 15, 16 years old, and his body looks different than other kids' bodies, and it's more capable than other kids' bodies, and it's more flexible than other kids' bodies, he's going to understand that this is the fruit from the installments that we made when he was 11, 12, 13 years old. He's 13 years old right now. And we've been doing this for 109 weeks. So just think about the compounded interest of putting 100 intentional minutes into something 5 times a week and being able to do it consistently for that long. And then the last thing we do is 10 minutes of daily reading. And this can be anything developmental or anything learning. So if my son wants to learn about crypto, read about crypto that day. Or if he wants to learn about computer coding, I don't know anything about that. But if you want to read 10 pages, then that constitutes part of our Man Academy. Or another example would be like Kobe Bryant. You know, if he wants to read that biography, that would work as well. This keeps my son and I in a gradual but manageable state of discomfort. You know, I believe if we can live in discomfort, if we can live, I did not say pain. So if we can live in a state of discomfort, then I believe, I'm a true believer that if you keep yourself, you know, just a little bit uncomfortable, when those things come into your life, like cancer or death of a loved one or a divorce or bankruptcy, like these big, huge adversities, when they hit us in the mouth, if we're staying uncomfortable a little bit every single day, you know what's going to happen to the people around us? They're going to melt to the floor because they're not used to that type of tension, adversity, and pain. But because you and I feed ourselves that vitamin D, that vitamin daily doses of discomfort and discipline, we're able to navigate those different situations much better than anybody else. We hear people say like, well, don't pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a hard one. Well, how about better than pray for the strength to endure a hard one? How about we work for the strength to endure a hard one? And we maximize the natural that God gave us. And we give God an opportunity to put some super on our natural because we maxed out what God gave us. The next thing I wrote down is, how do you and I challenge what's possible? This probably won't show us the capacity or the endurance in the moment. Meaning like when we do Man Academy, I don't believe that doing Man Academy every single day is actually going to show you what you're capable of or what's possible in your life. I believe that's going to build you up for the day that you do get tested. But the other thing that I wrote down is, how do we challenge ourselves and get so far out of our comfort zone that it creates a meaningful and lasting change? So I'm not talking about going to the weight room and putting 500 pounds on the squat when you know you're only capable of doing 350. That's going to destroy you. It's going to hurt you, and it's going to actually set you back. My question to you is, how do you and I create an experience that has life lessons in it that allows us to fail forward and to see what our ceiling is, what our capacity is? And one of the ways that I do that is by integrating something that I like to call a masogi. I do this into my yearly, and I'll explain to you what the masogi is, but this is something that I put into my yearly calendar one time per year, and it's grown me as a man, as a leader, as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as an encourager, and as a warrior for the One Most High. But I want to explain to you the different types of challenges that I've done research on that has led me to install this into my life. The Masogi is actually the name for a Japanese ritual for warriors, but I'm going to explain to you a little bit more about that. But right now, I want to explain to you the different types of almost kind of like rites of passages that other cultures that have done, who have came before us, that I believe have produced impressive warriors. And one of my favorite movies is Mighty 300. And in Mighty 300, they have a rite of passage where they send the young Spartan boys out. And it's called it's called an agogi. And this is a journey. This is the rite of passage that they send them out to. And it's the journey from childhood into manhood. This is a 13-year training course, and it happens yearly. And so as these young Spartans are getting mentored up and taught up throughout the year, one time per year, they'll be put through this really difficult agogi that will challenge all of the corresponding things that they've been taught, learned, or practiced over the last 364 days. Another culture, the Australian culture, which I just love Australians. I love like the idea of the Spartan mindset and the Spartan warrior, but I also just like genuinely love Australian people. And they have this rite of passage that they call the walkabout. It's a passage of indigenous males that they undergo, and it's their journey from adolescence into manhood, and it can last for as long as 6 months. But the one that I really want to narrow down on and spend time talking about is the ancient Japanese tradition that warrior tribes would do hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And this was so difficult that it could only be done one time per year. And it's not a rite of passage, you know, from boyhood to manhood. This is a challenge only for men, and not only just for men, only for male warriors. It seems to be like the more research I do on it, it's almost like a recertification of manhood. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this ancient ritual that's done one time per year. The word Masogi means ritual water purification. Now, in the Masogi, it involves a long pilgrimage journey for multiple miles, and sometimes it would last multiple days. But essentially, they would arrive at these ancient waterfalls and go through this ritual of cleansing and reconnecting with themselves and reconnecting with their tribe of warriors. Sometimes this would be done in solitude, but oftentimes this was a small group exercise to help people reconnect back to who they are. And then once they reconnected and been purified back to who they are, is to help them reconnect with the people around them that matter most, which is really cool. But that was only a portion of it. So after a period of fasting and meditating and cleansing and connecting, then the challenge truly begins. And this is when the extreme difficulty, the real crucible part of the Masogi happens. And this is not a Masogi rule. This is just the rule that I've made in my own life, is the Masogi that I create for myself or that I take part of in my own life has to be genuinely, and I have to be honest with myself, it has to be a 50-50 chance that I'm going to fail, because the degree of difficulty and strain and damage must be so great that it will strengthen and give a new baseline standard to what a warrior is capable of. So when I went out there to climb that mountain, yes, I prepared, but I didn't prepare for 6 and 7 months. I trained for that for 4 weeks just so I could stay healthy and not like get injured. I want these Masogis to be something that's difficult. I want this Masogi to be something that challenges me so much more than just physically, mentally, spiritually, because I believe if we can get those three things healthy and strong and maintain tension emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually, if we can get our mind, our body, and our spirit healthy and strong, I believe there is nothing. Mark this down. I believe there is nothing that we cannot do through Christ Jesus. Period. But you and I have to do what we're capable of doing. And so that requires us to go out and do things that might take us to the point of feeling broken, beaten, and defeated. When I had no more energy left, when I felt like my body and my organs were starting to like shut down, there's only one thing that you can do, is just put on some worship music and take it one step at a time. But I believe that's how God wants us to live our life. And that's how it feels sometimes when like maybe somebody dies or you get fired from a job or you're fighting through addiction and you feel like you're all alone. This is the same thing, being on the mountain. There's only one thing you can do, man, is talk to your Heavenly Father, because God's voice to me is never gonna be more clear than when I'm broken, beaten, and defeated. But what if you and I could make a choice one time per year to take ourselves to the place of being broken, beaten, and defeated, and then asking God to speak to us? Do you think we're going to hear his voice then? Because when I'm not on the mountain, I'm still trying to hear God's voice, but I've got kids, I've got businesses, I've got ADHD, I've got like a lot of things going on. But when you're out there on the mountain, there's no phones, there's no nothing. You know, if you're lucky, you got your phone to put the worship music on, but you're not on Instagram. Now you're totally plugged in and you're totally present and you're totally patient and deliberate with exactly where your feet are at. So what did I write down here? These are the reasons that I am a Sogi, and I'm building up my tribe of mighty men because I actually went out there with seven of my buddies who also want to redefine hard. That's why I do this. This is the second year that I've done it. And the first year that I did the 29-029, I only got 12 laps. Now, remember earlier, 13 was finishing the challenge. So I went back to a challenge that I had failed at before, and I brought six of my buddies. There were seven of us total. I brought six of my buddies, and there was only two of us that completed the challenge. But understand this, the Misogi is not about completing a challenge. Doing a Misogi is about doing something that's so hard that you might not be able to finish it. Imagine what your life would be like if you knew you had the strength, the endurance, the focus, the perseverance, the capability, and the competency for anything that life throws at you. I'm not just talking about physically. I'm talking about your mind, body, and spirit, because a proper Misogi should test you to the core in each of these areas. Two of the guys, well, actually one other guy, so myself and then my kingdom partner, Riley Meek, that helped me launch into orbit the King's Council and the Upper Room Business Mastermind, and he's become such a dear friend of mine. I bet you when he said, man, I'm going to be business partners with you, Steve, I bet you didn't realize that business partnership was going to force him to climb mountains with me, but I'm so proud of him. Man, we had five other guys that came with us that did not complete the challenge, and it was discouraging for them, but I'll tell you this, you get a whole lot more life lessons from the fist fights that you lose than the fist fights that you've won, because I've won a couple fist fights and I've actually lost more fist fights than I've won fist fights. And I learned so much more about how to do it better when I get my freaking tail kicked. And so that's what this Misogi is about, man. It's about signing yourself up for getting your tail kicked so you can get better mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I believe a Misogi, and I don't know what that looks like in your life, but I encourage you to put something on the calendar, and I don't know if that's a marathon or climbing a mountain or launching a business. Do hard things, because when we do hard things, and now it's time to build a business, or now it's time to deal with these different adversities, we have what it takes because we've actually experienced what we have. So it's going to be so much harder for you to come up against these adversities and launch these different businesses if you and I are not selectively and intentionally making ourselves go through things that could make us fail. I believe that God has something really, really good for me this weekend, man. But the last thing I wrote down on here is that I need some prayers because I haven't trained for this at all, but I'm actually flying to Rome, Georgia. I don't even know where that is. It's about an hour and a half from Atlanta because my buddy, Chad Wright, who has a podcast called The 3-7 Project. I mean, he's a Christian. He's a Navy SEAL. He's an ultra runner. He's actually hosting a 50K this weekend. And I've never even ran a marathon in my life. I did a half marathon one time, and that was about 3 years ago. But I believe that God has something for Chad and I that we're supposed to work on together. And I don't know what it is, but I know that it's going to be something with Chad. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to run this 50K. It's 31 miles. It's going to be up the Georgia mountains. And anything over 26 miles, I guess, is considered an ultra marathon. So this one's 31 miles with some Georgia incline because it's going to be in the mountains. This is going to be a proper challenge, man. I got to tell you guys right now, like I'm actually legitimately for real nervous because I haven't trained at all since 29-029. It's been over 2 weeks, but I just wanted to let my body rest. And so yesterday I decided I'm going to fly out here and do this 50K to spend time with Chad Wright and build that relationship with him. And then I went running with my son last night and I only did 3 miles and I'm sore this morning. I'm sore from only 3 miles and this race is in 2 days. So for real, I'm not being funny, like for real, pray for me because I want to complete this, but my intention for going there is building relationship with Chad, but I know I'm the type of guy that if I'm going to go out there for a challenge or a race, I'm going to give it everything that I have. So just pray for me that I stay safe, that I complete the challenge and that I build relationship with Chad. And the last thing that I want to ask you is where are you willing to challenge what's possible for you? Because God has placed unique gifts inside of each and every one of us. But I truly believe that those gifts can't come out and truly bless people unless we develop them. And one of the ways that we can develop the gifts and unlock the gifts that God has for us is to get out of our own way. And that's hard to do when we're in our like normal everyday life. And that's why I felt it important to share with you the intention behind why I do a Masogi every year and kind of the background behind what it is. I learned about it through my buddy, Jesse Itzler, and it just really intrigued me because, yes, I think Japanese warriors are awesome, but more important than being like the most incredible warrior that I can be, I love to become the best that I can be with other men and women that also want to become their best. Because, you know, the African proverb, I've said it before and I'll say it again, man, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together, man. And I know what I want to accomplish in my life is going to be impossible by myself. But I know if we can take so many of these different gifted, incredible sons and daughters of the One Most High, man, and we put them together, God is not a God of addition, man. He's the God of multiplication. So I truly believe that the stronger we become and the closer we become, the more we're going to be able to accomplish. And I believe that doing things like a Masogi will test us, will cleanse us, and will connect us. And one of the things that we're doing on October 11th in San Diego is we only do this a few times per year, but it's called Upgrade Your Human Experience. And essentially what it is I take the intention and the vision and the strategy of the Masogi, and I put it into a one-day experience for about 40 of my closest friends. And a lot of the people that are in the Upper Room Business Mastermind will be there. People that are in the King's Council will be there. Some of the guys that I coach one-on-one will be there. I only coach three guys, but they always roll to these different events. So I'd give you an opportunity to mix it up with our people. But to tell you what the day entails is it will start out with Wim Hof breathing. If you guys have never done any of the Wim Hof breathing, it is a game changer for focus. It's a game changer for anxiety. It's a game changer for depression. It's a game changer for peak performance. So I want to teach you that, bring you through it. We'll have an expert facilitator for that. And then we're going to go in through some adversity training by doing some cold plunge therapy. But it's not one of those things when you do cold plunge, like go jump in the ice and try to tough it out. No, we want to teach the mindset and the breathing and how to get into an environment like freezing ice and to be able to breathe, to connect yourself with not just like a woo-woo intention, but physiologically, how do you bring your heart rate down when everything around you is going crazy? That is a leadership skill. So to take you through that, and then when that is done, we'll eat lunch and then we're going to have a crucible. And the crucible is going to be teams of five. So there'll be eight different teams, 40 people, and we'll have a crucible challenge, which will involve your team. It will involve riddles. So it's going to require everything you got. It's going to require your mind. It's going to require your body, and it's going to require your spirit. And it will be about a 4 to 4.5 hour crucible challenge that is going to test you in every single way possible. So I just love the mission that we're on. I love the intention that we have is not just to give you an experience, but we want to provide an experience that will be so challenging and so inspiring that it will change how you do the next 364 days. Of your life. And that's our commitment. So if you're interested in coming to the next Upgrade Your Human, or maybe you can't make this date or this city and you want to come to the next one, I highly recommend that you text me the word upgrade right now and we'll get you on a waiting list. And also if you text me the word upgrade, I'll auto respond with a link from Upgrade Your Human so you can get a whole lot more of the logistics, the information, because I know that that was quick. But I would love to meet you. I would love to serve you, challenge you, and push you to your next level. I appreciate you listening to my podcast. And if you haven't, go check out weatherford5.com. We just got our Hulk Juice back in stock, and we've got tons of gut-centric weight loss supplements in addition to all of my training programs. We've got Armageddon, the 12-week arm training program that took me from 17 inches to 19 inches. Very, very proud of that program. Then also, we've got a fat loss program called the 30-Day Metabolic Reset. And I actually just did that about 6 weeks ago to get myself ready for 29-0-29. And it worked because I performed great. I lost about 18 pounds. I was lighter. I was leaner. I had more energy. And I was able to get it done, man. So I'm just praying that my feet don't fail me now in Jesus' name. And I'm able to go out to Rome, Georgia, perform well, connect well, and bless some people in the process. So I know I didn't get to pray at the beginning of this episode, so I'm going to pray us out right now. And I just sure appreciate you guys tuning into this podcast every week. I know there's so many different podcasts out there and there's so many talented and amazing storytellers. So I'm just thankful that you're connected here with me right now. And you're on this mission with us. So I love you guys, man. I truly appreciate you guys. And I'm thankful for your attention because I know there's a lot of places that you could be spending it, but I'm glad that you're here investing it into me. And I'm believing that God will bring an incredible return on your investment. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this tribe of mighty warriors, of men and women and creators and writers and leaders. We just ask for you to not just bless our lives, but bless everybody's lives that we have an opportunity to touch, speak, or just communicate with. We understand that this life is going to be hard either way, but we're the types of Christians that want to choose our heart. So we thank you. We love you. We honor your name. And we're just believing you're going to continue to activate gifts in us and allow us the ability to communicate and love people to activate the gifts in them. We love you. We honor your name. That's Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, I appreciate it, man. If you get an opportunity, go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, share this episode with somebody. If this spoke to you, if you want to do this event with them, send them this episode, send them the link. We'll put the link in the show notes for the event as well. But I appreciate you guys. Leave us a review, share this out, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind-the-scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.